Following the lead in Asia, a shockwave of heavy declines hit all of the European markets Friday, and after weeks of extreme volatility, worries are spreading from the global financial centers to the average man and woman on the street. In Britain, Prime Minister Gordon Brown tried to shore up sentiments by urging other countries to adopt a financial rescue package similar to the one he unveiled 2 days ago.
What we need now is other countries doing similar things, because this is a global financial system. We've got problems that have come out of America. I'm trying to persuade other leaders to do exactly the same as we've done so we can get the whole system moving again.
Mr. Brown is calling for a summit of world leaders to build a unified approach to what is now a firmly established global problem. Market analyst at BGC Partners in London, David Buick, says that cannot happen soon enough because the pain is just starting to be felt in the real economy of everyday life.
The fabric of society is seriously damaged. Old people, pensions, schools, all these sort of things. I sound like a politician, I can assure you I'm not. But you can just feel it around you. So unless people get a grip on this banking sector and restore this confidence that all these areas that are so dear to everybody's hearts in terms of their futures is severely under pressure.
Here on a busy, bustling street in West London, I spent the afternoon talking to average Britons about their concerns and worries. From senior citizens to teenagers, the story was the same. People feel they're in a situation they do not control.
I'm worried. Obviously, I think everyone's worried. When it comes to finances, if you're not worried about your finances, there's something wrong with you.
You know, you've got things going on percentages-wise, you know, things are changing all the time, but it's never for the good, it's always for the bad at the moment, you know, things are going down, so it's definitely worrying, you know, you're downsizing everything at the moment.
This man works for an airline at Heathrow Airport. He says job security there is becoming a big concern.
We work for a firm at the moment where they are cutting back, you know, everything's being cut down and trying to go towards cutback.
This week, the Bank of England, in concert with a number of other key central banks, cut interest rates by a half point in a coordinated move. So, what does this man on the street here think about that?
Half a percent is a drop in the ocean, to be honest. See what happens over the next week, 2 weeks, and take it from there. How about you, sir?
Well, every little helps, but a little is not enough.
At the other end of the age scale, young university students I spoke with are feeling the tightening financial squeeze as well.
I'd say we are cutting down on how much we spend, but purely because we have to. We have no choice. We have no money. Constantly a poor student, so therefore everything else goes with that. I spend far less on things that I want to spend it on. I have to kind of manage my money a lot more so I can afford to live rather than just buy nice clothes and stuff.
One thing everyone seems to agree on is that this problem will not be going away anytime soon, and there will be more pain in store before things turn around. And no one here seems to know just when that might be. Tom Rivers for VOA News, London.